Show with Jody
and Alex Misiak.
And today we're going to talk a little about books, like what we've kind of learned from books and maybe what books have, you know, shaped our past couple months. Because in the summer, I actually had a fun kind of thing happen. I actually got to read more than I normally do. And I actually leaned towards more novels, like, you know, like romance, mystery books.
Yeah, fun books, not just necessarily
self-help
and growth books. Yep.
I do a lot of reading. Anybody that follows me, you might already know this, because I did have like a book club online for a while there, and we can do it again if people are interested. But for now, I just wanted to kind of share some of the things I've learned, and actually we've learned. But I always love reading, and it helps me learn new techniques to help my clients, to even do coffee chats on, because now that September's here, coffee chat is back live on Facebook. And it's just, it really helps me keep motivated. And I really leaned on books when Jaden wasn't sleeping through the night. Mm-hmm. However, something really cool happened, like I mentioned, in the summer, where I actually read 4 novels. Normally, I actually keep a list of what books I read all year just to kind of have an idea, like, am I forgetting about books? And it's a really fun way of seeing at the end of the year how many books I read. Mm. And I usually come up with like my top 10 at the end of the year in my blog. But this year in the summer, I actually read 4 like just fun books. And I now know that I want to do more of that. Like, yes, I read a lot of inspirational books and things, but it was just nice to get lost in a novel 4 sure. times this summer.
Sure, yeah.
Over the summer.
Okay. Did you want to talk about any of those books? Or you want to talk about the books
I just want to share, like, if you are like me and you read a lot of inspirational books, maybe every so often, you know, remind, like, just
have a fun book.
Yeah. And I'm not saying that
inspirational, yeah.
Inspirational is fun to me. At the same time, though, if you're constantly doing the work inside the book, then you're reading and working at the same time. And there's nothing wrong with that at all. I love it. And that's awesome. But every so often, just, you know, you could read for just pure enjoyment of reading. Now, one of the biggest things I'd like to talk about today too is actually how to fit reading in. Because if anybody listening is a parent, you might not have that much time. Now, if your kids are older, maybe you do. But I know for us, like, it's finding time. And one of the biggest things I did when I started, like, really wanting to, actually, it all started when I went through to become an empowerment coach. And I had like a crazy, I think the one section had like 10 books I had to read.
Yeah,
I'm like,
right,
how
yeah.
am I going to do this all?
Yep.
I dropped Facebook a little. And it's not that I didn't like show up ever. It's just that whenever I got bored, I look at my phone. Or whenever I, you know, was sitting down for the night, I look at my phone. And instead of doing that, I have a book on the go. And it's like, oh, or if I'm meeting up with a friend or have an appointment, I have a book in my purse. So if that person's late or if the appointment's running late or I'm early, I get to read. And people are, whenever I get there and they're like, oh, I'm so sorry, like, I'm running late. Can you, you know, I was like, that's cool. I got my book. I'm happy. So it's just, it's if reading something you love to do, it's finding those magic spots throughout your day to do so.
Mm-hmm.
And it's literally just keeping it nearby. I sometimes have up to 3 books on the go because it depends on what my mood is. And the other thing I have is I also listen to audiobooks.
That helps, I'm sure.
So I do that.
Book count, yeah.
I do that when, actually, surprisingly, I only had 1 this summer that I listened to. But normally I'll listen when I cuddle Jaden in the morning, his morning cuddles while he watches a little bit of cartoons.
Yeah, audiobooks are good. I'm a big fan of audiobooks. I listened to a bunch in the past. Didn't do any this summer, but I've done them in the past, and they're great for, like, if you happen to have an office, maybe if you don't even have an office, if whatever you're doing, whether it's at home or out of the home, if you were allowed to have earbuds in and listen to something, I'm sure there are jobs where that is not allowed, probably a lot of retail jobs, but if you are allowed to have that, you should take advantage of it because you can learn a lot. It's for pure enjoyment too. Like sometimes I am 100% guilty of this. Not only will I pick an audiobook to listen to, but I will, because things like Audible,
Audible
will let you listen to a little bit of the book. Like I listen to who's reading the book.
Yes. Yeah. Right? I actually got one off of audiobook once. I think it was way before I had my own account. And I actually ended up buying the book. I couldn't listen to the dude's voice.
Right.
So yeah, if you're picking an audiobook, like, and it was the author reading it, but I just couldn't do it.
Yep.
Anyways, it was for being a coach as well. But yeah, that backfired a little. So listen to the reader to make sure you like listening to their voice.
For audiobooks. And yes. Give yourself a chance to. Now, for my line of work, I can't listen to something all the time because I do need to focus. And while I'm trying to create or write my own stuff, that's actually hard to do with someone talking in your ear.
Yes.
But there are definitely times where I'm not trying to always create something. I'm running tests or testing something, or, you know, there's a lot of time in your day. You can even listen to an audiobook while you're driving. Like, and I don't recommend the earphone.
A lot of people do that when they have commuting. Yes. Yeah. A lot of people do that.
That's a good one too.
When they're commuting.
If you're commuting and you're driving, if you are commuting on the train, I would recommend a physical book. I remember those days when I would take the subway and have a lot of reading.
It really depends on how people feel, right? Like, some people might not want to read on a bumpy train.
Also true.
It's hard to say.
Finding that time.
I do wish I had Audible when I worked in a warehouse, because I listened to a lot of music and a lot of lectures and things. But I also use audiobooks when I can't sleep. So I love Dr. Wayne Dyer, and I have multiple books of his on my audiobooks list, like in the library. And so I've reread them or listened to them over and over again. He has some really cool stuff. Sometimes I'll put him in because he just has this soothing, gentle, loving voice. It's not that it's boring at all. He just has this loving, relaxing voice. So if I'm tired but I can't sleep, it's a good thing to have in my ear. And then whatever you can hear before you fall asleep also just inspires you as you fall asleep. So it's a really beautiful thing. So if you have a favorite author that you love to listen to, and I don't recommend somebody that's too bubbly or like energetic reading a book. Like, there's other one on there that I'd listen to while I'm like trying to motivate and pump myself up to like go do something high energy. I wouldn't listen to that before bed, but it's just finding something that just soothes and relaxes you. It's not, like I said, he's not boring. It's just calming and very peaceful. And that just can help you really sleep.
So
I went like, I made, books. I actually listed, like, yeah, I have like, I read, like I said, 4 novels, like just fun things. And actually I do want to talk a little bit about that. The one group of novels I read, because I came across it when I took, a course to write my book, and they talked about it's called The Rule of 10. So there's the first rule of 10, and it's actually he used to be a monk and a retired cop, and now he's a private eye. So he actually, this writer.
So it went cop, retired cop, monk, private eye.
No, monk. He grew up a monk.
A monk. Then he became a cop. Then he retired. Then he's a private dick.
Yes.
Okay.
Yeah. So private detective. And so it's just really neat because it actually is published with Hay House. So it has, if anybody's familiar with it, you know, with Louise Hay, Dr. Wayne Dyer, like, there's all these, I'm trying to think of other ones, like Gabby Bernstein, and there's all these authors that are very spiritual. So you have spiritual versus like a novel, which, like, it's a fun character. And then so he implements meditating and things. So it's kind of, my way of, I did read a novel, but it's throwing in my inspirational, you know, a little bit of it. So it was really fun to read, though. So I actually read the first and second one, because finding the third one was a little difficult. So I just jumped on some other ones. So if you don't really want to listen to or read spiritual, but or an inspirational, and you just want to read a novel, I highly recommend The Rules of 10. Those ones I find harder to find here. I found them on Amazon. Then I read, it turns out, 6 other books, and then I listened to one on Audible. So some of the key ones that I love, especially if you're in business or you want to be in business, the 2 favorite books for that was The Greatness Guide, book 1 and book 2 by Robin Sharma. They were literally like, I went through them in like less than a week, because it was about 2 pages for each chapter. For each, it was 101 little nuggets of awesome in each book. So you just would read one, and just, it was this fun thing to keep inspiring, because you can get kind of lost in the busyness, especially for me in the summer. I'm just like, go, go, going. We were constantly out of the house, and it just kept me grounded and centered and reminding myself that I'm what I'm here to do.
Awesome.
Like, I'm here to, you know, do you know what I mean?
Yeah.
Like, I'm here to show up and inspire and things like that. So it just kind of kept me grounded in my why and why I do what I do kind of thing. And the other one that was really cool, actually, yeah, the other one I really loved is Falling Forward. Now, I believe we talked about it on one of our podcasts when Tessa was on. She yes. at least, if she didn't mention it on the podcast, she definitely mentioned it. We were talking because the moment we got off, I ordered it. Mm-hmm. And Falling Forward is a great book for anybody to go out and get. There's just so much amazingness in here. It just shows how we let failure, the idea of failure, kind of get in the way of things.
Yep.
And how we have been always taught about failure. That, you know, one of the key points here was we think that failure is avoidable. Mm. Failure is never avoidable. And actually, there was this really cool thing in here. It's like, how many times can I fail this month? Because the more you fail, that means the more you're trying. Uh-huh. So it's just a really great way. So if you feel like you've been kind of stuck, I would highly recommend this book to Alex. I really will hope you read it. Is if you've been taught that failure is bad, or that failure, like, you're not as worthy, or whatever it may be, like, if you've thought that failure is bad, I highly recommend this book. And I just want to do a side note. I am not endorsing any of this. I'm just sharing.
No, you're endorsing.
Oh, sorry, sorry.
You're not endorsed by. One's paying you to say this.
Exactly, yes. Yeah. Thank
full you. Full disclosure. But you're definitely endorsing these books because fair you love enough. Them so
anyways,
much sorry. And they resonated with you. And
yes.
That makes sense.
Yes. Anyways, yes. I just want to let you know that no one's paying me. I am just sharing what I've learned throughout the summer because I did some heavy, awesome reading. So
now, I did some lighter reading. unfortunately, I haven't got all the tricks that that Jody has for getting more time out of your day to do some reading. I definitely recommend. Like I like that you mentioned. You're like, I maybe did less Facebook, and it's like I need to do less, like, probably YouTubing or something like that. It's like something to get some more time off a screen and into a book. But one of the things I did start reading was Angels of Abundance. By Doreen Virtue and Grant Virtue. And that's definitely a book that I, one, want to work, like, because it's got a lot of little little exercises, mm-hmm. exercises that I want to do and that I have been trying to do. But it's been the kind of book that, much like I'm sure Failing Forward, it's the kind of book that I really need to read to sort of like shift out of a lot of old patterns of thinking that don't serve me.
And I can't remember, because I read the Angels of Abundance before I gave it to you to read. Like,
yes,
so this
did,
is
yeah.
like 3 or 4 months ago. Do they have like little activities like this one? Like Failing Forward actually has, like, at the end of every chapter literally has
I wouldn't say that, not exactly, but it does have, it's sort of like, here's the premise of what I'm going to try and explain in this chapter. Here's some, like, examples, and then here's some things you can do to make that happen in your own life. Less so than, like, actual exercises. But then again, I haven't finished the book, so maybe there's more of those and you don't remember because it's been a while. So,
it has. I actually want to reread it.
That's okay. Well, there you go.
It's one of those ones. It's a very small book, but it's full of amazing information. And it really just kind of shifts your mindset. And then you feel like you're supported, because that's what you know, we talked about it before, about fear and anxiety. It kind of helps you realize that you're supported.
Yeah,
by your exactly. angels. The other thing I wanted to mention about the Greatness books by Robin Sharma, I actually said it's great for people that owning businesses, but I forgot it actually is amazing in general, because it just show up. Like, it's own your greatness.
Right.
Right.
And you can do that you're running your own business or working for someone else.
So I just want to take that, because I forgot. I was like, wait a second. Like I said, these were books I read over the summer. So those were actually two books I read very early on in the summer months. But another book that I was actually going to be by my table side, and I'm going to start using this to help people even on my Facebook Lives, is The Little Book of Mindfulness.
So, and it is a little book. It's cute. It is a
cute little book, and it literally, you know, it.
Oh, do the subtitle, because that
10 minutes a day to less stress, more peace.
And who doesn't want that, yeah, right?
So I'm going to be starting in September, starting up, I don't know if it's actually going to be a Facebook Live, but Mindful Mondays. Because we always start Mondays, like a lot of people talk about fear and anxiety. Ah, the work week starting. Yeah,
or the school week, or
you know,
both. Yeah.
Whatever it is, it's like it's starting again. I hate Mondays. You see all those things. It's like we don't have to hate Mondays. Like, how about we show up and love them? So it's like whatever your perception is how you're going to see it, right? So it's about showing up mindfully on Mondays. So I'm going to be starting to work with those throughout. Now that September is here and we're getting back to a flow of things,
back into a regular routine. Yeah.
Yes. Yeah.
Oh, that's great.
So that's a cute little book that literally has little activities in it that I'll be having, you know, around. So they actually have one in here where it's like kind of like what they do at forest school, eating with pleasure.
Yes.
Like mindful eating.
Mindful eating, important.
So, yes. So it's just, you know, fun little things. And I always, like I say, have a book everywhere or like all over the place or bring one with me all over the place just because they just inspire me and keep me, you know, when life gets hectic with the kids or the chores around the house or just whatever, life in general, it's just nice to have a book, to have other people. It's part of my support. We talked about that in August, and even just having a support of an author kind of being in your ear or while you're reading is really nice. Another one I read was Dare to Lead, and I wish I had some highlighted because there's some really cool points. Oh, right. Some of these are going to be things I talk about on Coffee Chat, actually.
So definitely, if you want to hear more about this book, join Jody for Coffee Chat on...
on Tuesdays at 10 a.m. Eastern.
There you go. Tuesdays at 10 a.m. Eastern.
Oh, sorry, guys. I can't actually remember. I just remember I wrote down a lot of things from this book. I'm looking at it right now. And, like, it's like living into your values and, you know, just there's some...
Would you say it resonated with you?
Yes, it definitely. It speaks to what I do. So this book was very much like almost reassurance of what I'm doing, but in my own way. Like it's, you know, and, it builds to what I do.
And more importantly, you believe that the stuff in this book can apply to everyone, not just people trying to do their own business. So,
exactly.
Awesome.
Yeah. But yeah, I think that's, and then I had Successful Habits, which is always cool with Napoleon Hill. And it was just... that part for me was a little harder to read and not follow along, but just read because each chapter is pretty much an episode. It was all taken from a show he did way back, I believe, in the 50s.
Oh, okay. So this is like a transcribed thing. 50s, yeah. Okay.
Somewhere 40s, somewhere back. Yeah, it was, 52, I think, or maybe. Anyways, so it's great and it's very like it just helps you realize what, like where your mindset is for success, because a lot of the time we can, you know, fall into those, talk about fear and anxiety. You can, what are the one, like some of the things that we focus on? It's like fear of lack of money or being, so some of the times I just like reading these books because they help keep my mind in the positive mindset, like money mindset and just positive things. So that's why I read and lean on a lot of books.
I think it's important that you mentioned that you don't necessarily read, like when you're reading these books, and some of these, are you rereading any of these books? Or are these all new?
These are all new.
These are all new, but sometimes, okay, these are all new. And so once you're done, but you go back to books. You go back to books and maybe read a little bit of this book.
Well, look at this one. Book.
Yeah.
All dog-eared.
All dog-eared stuff for later, but that's my point.
Because I'm going to be sharing some of this also on Coffee Chat or in different things. From the falling forward or failing forward. Plus there's the activities that I want to do. Because here's a thing too. With a lot of these inspirational books and one that I'm working on myself, I have like the one I'm writing, I have little activities as well. Not major ones, but little ones. You can read a book, you can take it in, and then like you read the next one. And a lot of the stuff will be forgotten.
Mm-hmm.
The way you keep that information is by doing. So it's very important to do these activities and exercises in here and follow through on what they suggest to do. Like if you want to do it, that is. If it resonates with you, because you will retain the information more when you are practicing it. And that's one of the reasons I love teaching what I learn from books, because the fastest way to learn it is to teach it.
Okay. I like that.
So that's really a fun way to like keep using the information.
Awesome.
So yeah. Do you have any other takes or things from reading books, or any, do you have anything that you want to even, you know, plan to do for September?
Planning to do for September.
Like for reading wise, or books, or any intentions? Because I heard the other thing is making intentions. We're in September, and to me, September means a new season. It's almost like a new, like, you know, the ringing in of a new year, because it's back to school for most people, and like, well, kids, obviously. But it's back to school time, and we're now getting out of the summer holiday phase, and it's just, I guess unless you're retired or, you know, you don't have kids in school anymore, we kind of get back into routine.
Yeah.
Especially here in Canada, because it's like we go to summer holidays a lot.
So I'm. Are you done with the Failing Forward book? Because that might be one that I want to pick up this this September. It's a new...
Yes, I will be done.
Yeah, it's a new quarter, yeah. And it would probably inform my, like, my personal and professional life, I think.
Yes.
And then,
yes and yes.
I'm taking some of the things that you've told me about and actually trying to like push them out to other other people as well, because we all have that. We all have that initial fear of failure. Well, so that if anything I can glean from that book is definitely going to help me.
That's what I mean. Though, like, and this book that I, literally, that I interact with. This book is amazing because it does shine light on like how society has brought like
failure's bad.
Yeah, failure's so bad, and it's like failing forward. So it's pretty much doing it with grace, like failing with grace. Like, instead of, there's some really, this book shares so many stories of people that had a hard life, but they succeeded. They didn't let something in their life stop them. And maybe it slowed them down, but it didn't stop them from going after what they wanted. And it's like, how many times in life do people let something happened, somebody even say a comment like, you're not good enough to be in this business or whatever it is.
Let them just stop.
And then they just like, oh, I'm not good enough to be in this business. I did fail before, or whatever it may be. And then they don't keep going. So this book is just a really great eye opener on, it's a really great fall read. But I'll bump.
Failing, falling. Yeah. Nice.
Forward.
Yep.
All F's. Anyways.
Well, hopefully that gives people some new reading material and some like, how am I going to read this? Like, well, you have to do less of the things that take away from your reading time that you're also doing for yourself, like watching YouTube videos, like being on Facebook, like potentially watching a television. Like, you sort of just move the slider and like do less of that and do more.
Well, what I always say with people that don't have enough time is write down your typical day. And then a big one is looking at what are things you, one, can control. Like, obviously when you're at work, you're at work. But if you're at work, can you listen to something in your ear? Like, will it interfere with your work performance? If it does, well, then obviously, you know, maybe don't. But if you can, like, that's a great time to put some inspiration in. That was actually one of the best ways to get through, like, when I wasn't happy with where I was working. It made my day doable because I was listening to different comedians in my ear, I had The Secret on my – anyways, I had, like, tons of things. Yep. But it's looking at your day and then what things are controllable by you and what aren't. It's like, what are you doing, and are those things filling you up, or are they just, like, filling your day up?
Yeah, that's a big one.
So it's just taking a hard look at your day and your week and your month. And you could even have like a reading circle, like depending on how old your kids are. I look forward to like when our kids can actually read themselves and we just have like a reading hour or whatever. And we're all hanging out together, but we're reading together. And, you know, it can be a lot of fun. So it's just coming up with creative ways to include reading. And if you're not a fan of reading, you know, look into audiobooks and things like that. And I think that's pretty good.
That's good.
And but I would love to hear what you guys are reading. I am always out for the newest, latest books. And actually, two of my books that I look forward to reading this September that are just launching are Everything's Figureoutable and super attractor. Nice. So Marie Forleo is everything's figureoutable, which has been kind of like my new mantra. You know, like when you're having a hard time, especially as a business person, it's like, okay, everything's figureoutable. So that's a huge thing so far. And then Gabby Bernstein is super attractor. So those are my two like focuses. One comes out. So everything's figureoutable has already come out by this recording.
Yep.
And then the super attractor is coming out soon. Like the end of the month. So I'm just super excited to have those two books. Anyways, like I said, no one's paying me. I'm just sharing what I love and hopefully it can help you or you can pass it on or maybe you'll find it helpful down the road. So yeah, I just wanted to, you know, give you a little look into my book collection for the summer. And hopefully we'll poke Alex to read more.
Yeah.
But if you haven't read much, like here's two people right here, Alex and myself. I read a lot this summer. He must have been with the kids all summer. and, you know, one of us read a lot, one didn't. And that's okay. So it's just where you're at. And so it's nobody's counting how many books you read. It's just I was impressed with how much I read this summer.
This is summer. Not a competition.
No. Nope. I just was like, whoo, I read, you know, there's a lot of books I read. And I wanted to share some of them with you this summer or what I read in the summer. We hope you have a beautiful, beautiful day.
Bye for now.